family situation that came up all of a sudden, so I wasn't able to get them out. What I'd like to do,
Max is calling in, so maybe
start. Okay. Good. There are two shiurim I still would like to give on chuppah. The first shiur today in chuppah, I'd like to examine what chuppah is, both one from a practical, exactly operationally, what is chuppah. And then the second is to discuss whether a chuppah requires eidus, what that means. So I don't know if we'll do the second right now, but this is the first shiur that I want to give on chuppah now. Primarily, we'll develop an idea that the nesivus develops in chuppah, and it has a beautiful insight and ramifications for some of the sugyas that we learned already. So where are we holding the sugya of chuppah? The Gemara in Daf Hei Amud Beis raises the question, Rav Huna Machlekes, Rav Huna and Rabban Abaye, with the chuppah's koina. What does it mean chuppah's koina? Is chuppah, can chuppah be a maisa erison, maisa kiddush? But you know already from Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara says minyan alamali, and according to the Stam of the Shas, the minyan alamali is in order that we should not think that chuppah should be kiddush. Right? According to Rav Huna, we have to say it's mishum chalipin. So that means that the Gemara says it's a very powerful habamina that chuppah should be b'mkoyim kiddushin. What does that mean that chuppah is b'mkoyim kiddushin? So we first have to explain what chuppah is. So chuppah, we've explained that chuppah is the act which initiates nisuin, right? And that we've explained, based on the Gemara, kiddushin yud amid beis is a fundamental Gemara, that kiddushin and nisuin are separate. We know they're separated by the chiyav oinshin, chenek and skila. We know they're separated by, the Gemara says, by Nedarim, by Tumah and Aninus, and Yerusha. Tumah, Aninus, Yerusha, and Nedarim. The Aruch HaShulchan points out, also a remarkable Ha'ara, and that is at the end of Parsha Shoftim, when given the mitzvah of battle, and the soldiers are given choices to go home. So one of the choices is Mi Ho Ish Asher Erasi shav velo lakho. So Rosh Hashulchan says, what's velo lakho? So you see another example in Chumash that there is this second stage, which Rosh Hashulchan assumes that must be Nisuin. That's what Nisuin is. It's interesting that the Gemara doesn't mention that as one of the nafkaminas and the human base. Whatever it is, but you see it now. So you see in the Dorim that Binarel base of Iyah, but Achrei Kechlois HaKol, the concept of Chupa and Nisuin is a concrete idea for us. We know it's a certain, something happens and the status of the woman changes. Exactly what has to happen, we know it's an amorphous idea. Right? It's amorphous because if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, you see there are at least six ways to do Chupa, to do Nisuin. In Shas, we have the phrase of Chupa. Chupa is associated with Nisuin. In fact, there were some Svarim that wanted to suggest that Chupa and Nisuin are distinct, but the Rambam says clearly not. So the Rambam clearly says that after Chupa, she is a Nesua, Isha L'chol Davar. All right? We also know from our, again, practically speaking, we know that we accomplish Nisuin sometime from the time the woman, from the time that one's wife enters into Chupa or is under Chupa, till the time that she is Ichud, sometime and something in there is happening which makes her Nesua. And practically speaking, we zero in on the Ichud. How do we know that? Because that's where we have the custom to appoint Adam. We don't appoint Adam to any of the other aspects of Chupa that are taking place. We appoint Adam only for Yichud. That means the Klal Yisrael, Sun Chachma Yashkenaz, have focused on Chupa. On Yichud as being Chupa. There's a tshuva by Rabbi Yosef. We mentioned last week that Sfaradim do Yichud after the Chasana, after the wedding, so as after the Seuda. So Rabbi Yosef is a long tshuva. Where he discusses why do we Sfarim do this? Why do we have such a hefsek between the Birchas Sheva Brachas and the Yichud? Kedaka Rakodesh, he marshals a lot of different sources amongst the Rishonim that support that idea as well. But coming back to our sugya, so our sugya now says, raises the question, but whether this maisa which initiates nisuin, can it initiate kiddushin as well? All right. When I say as well, so the two ways of saying as well. One is Rashi, that it's only a maisa, one maisa, or the Tesa Rosh, that it means it should be a bimkoim for the three maisa kiddushin, and there should be another maisa nisuin after, like bia. Good. So that's the. We explained the machlokes Rava and Abaye ultimately as to whether there is a logical, where there's a svara to say that because Kesef can do Kiddushin and can't do Chupa, whether that indicates logically that a chuba should be able to do kiddushin by virtue of the fact that it can do nisuin. And we explain that machlokes, the core of the machlokes of whether the svar exists, is whether one views nisuin and kiddushin as two events that ultimately bring about the same result, or are they two different events which come together to have the same result. Right. We know the Gemara refers to Nisuin as Goimra, as finishing off. Right. And we know that the Rambam refers to Nisuin as Ishtei L'chol Davar. So that means that the way we're supposed to view it is that after Kiddushin, she is not Ishtei L'chol Davar. And after Nisuin, she becomes Ishtei L'chol Davar for Tuma, for Yerusha, for Nedarim. And we also know that Midei Rabbanon, except for the rivals of the Raisa, she becomes Muteres Lo, L'chol Davar. Right? So that, and obviously the Aruch HaShulchan Zvar. So now the only question that we said that between Rav and Abaye is a very fine point. And that is, do we view Kiddushin Nisuin as accomplishing very, very similar parts of Kiddushin? and it's one long continuum, and you begin, and what's the goal? The goal is to have Ishus Al Pidin. It happens to be a circular definition. Right? The goal is that the Kadosh Baruch Hu said you have to have Ishus in a certain way. Right? That's the Chiddush HaKorah. That's the Chiddush of Torah. That Kadosh Baruch Hu initiated Ishus with a certain protocol. Now, is that protocol the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, is that due to various aspects that are miyachener? Ishus al pidin means to be with a wife that we have gone through a protocol, a process of yichud, a process of identifying my wife as being entirely mine. That when you go back to Rambam Aleph, the Rambam says before Matan Torah, they would shmooze, they would decide, that was it. And after Matan Torah, there had to be a process of the two being miyached one to the other. Right? If you want to put totally secular and colloquial terms, it would mean what we call dating and engagement. You know, what the world has adopted, this idea of being miyached. Right? So the Torah says that is an essential part of establishing Ishus al pidin Torah. Or are there two separate components? One is establishes that she is Asur Lukuli Alma. One makes her into an Ashes Ish, right? And the other, you could say one is Moitziya Mershus, May Rishusa Aim Rishus Aviya. One limits her abilities to date, to meet other people, to marry other people. That removes her from being available, so to speak. If you want to use a not such a refined term. Oh, and the second is one that is machnisa l'rishus baila. But they're two distinct. So you could look at these two events as one long set of protocols liyachin isha l'baila, or as two distinct events. And l'chare, that's the machlekes Rav and Abaye. And assuming that we paskin like Ravam, so we should focus most of our iyun on the Rav in the second approach. Okay, that's what we're holding right now. Let's go a little bit deeper into the Lishonos of the Rambam to understand a little bit better. So if we look at the Ram Hilchos Nedarim, where the Rambam describes the din of Nisuin in Nedarim, so it's Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Chof Beis, that the Rambam has already explained the difference between the Oros and the Nisua. Abul Isha and the Shenodra, the Loyefir Lobala. Alright? That's not a defining, that happens to be just one of the halach. A Mosai, that's halachaches, that's from X. Halachaches. Me'emasai Meifer Abal Nidre Ishtai Ushvu Osel Mishitikone Slachupa. For Meifer Le'olam Ache Geshenev Yigia Get Le'yada. That's Rambam Nedarim Yud Alev Halachaches. Right? Klar. Right? And then the Rambam says in Chav Beis, Holacha'ov im Sheluchei Abal, O Sheholchu Sheluchei'ov im Sheluchei'abal, Adayin Oviyu Ubala Meifirin Nedareho. Mosara'ov L'Sheluchei'abal, O Shemosru Sheluchei'abal L'Sheluchei'abal, Eino Ov Yochel La'ofer, Shere Yotzas Mershusai,
So now the Rambam offers, until now, Rambam's been saying, what is chupa? Chupa is kinisa lebeisai. Chupa is ishus perek yod alocha aleph. V'yichud ze u'anikra k'nisa l'chupa u'anikra nisu m'chol mokim. But now we see that there are two gemaras that refer to an alternate form of nisuin. And I'm just using the Rambam as a shortcut. But these are gemaras. And that is what happens if the father, when he's marrying off his daughter, so he does not able to make it all the way to the chosan. So he sends the girl with shluchim. Holacha avim shluchei abal. Oishe holcho shluchei avim shluchei abal. So a dying of Viyu Baal Mifin Rebel, because he's the father still with him. However, but the father handed over. He's gone. And the Shluchei of Baal now take the Kala to the Chosin. So the father is finished. The husband cannot be made for any of earlier Nidorim. But it sounds to the Rambam that he could be Mefer right now. New Nidorim. He can't be Mefer old Nidorim because he ain't about Mefer Koyman. So you see from this Rambam, what's clear from the Gemara, is that handing a girl over to the Shluchim of the Baal, once the father withdraws, once the father is no longer there, that also is Nisuin. What happened to Nisla Beisai? What happened to Liyachadai? Then you find a similar Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Chov Beis, Halacha Beis. Keitzan. This is Habal Kodem Lochol Odom B'Yerushas Ishtoi. Omei Eimasa B'Yerushusa B'Shetetzein B'Yerushusa V'Yah. Vafopisha dayin le nitas aluchupa. Hoil venasis birshus bailo yirishena. Now, again, we have to remember, we are defining Kiddush Nisuin based on the Sugya Yudim at base. That's our strongest Sugya that tells us Kiddush and Nisuin, what are the differences? We know that Mene Raisa, Kiddush and Nisuin different because the Chiyuv Misa is different. But when we wanted to figure out Chupa Nisuin, as we said many times, Nisuin is not as clearly mugdar in the Shas as Kiddushin is. But Kiddushin, Yom HaBeis says, Bia Chupa Isa, Nisun or Eris and Isa. Those are going to Matzah Nafka Mina. So that's our Gemara. All right, so we saw in the Dorim that Mesiras L'Shluchei Abal is a Bim Kom of a Chupa. So now we have to, throws a question. What happened to Yichud Kenisa Lebeisai? Alright? So now look at the Rambam, the next Nafkamina. Nafkamina Yerusha. Habal Koidim Lacholod, Yerusha Zishtai. That's Yerusha. Yerusha is usually the same as Tumah. Derech Kalal. Alright? Derech Kalal, the Gemara associates it. The relatives that get Yerusha, the relatives that are Chayiv, the earliest. The relatives that are called Yerusha are the relatives that are sitting Shiva. And usually the Gemara in several places relates the two. Ki'ilu. I'm not saying, it's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying now is not accurate. More of a mnemonic device. But ki'ilu, that the relatives that are that close, that they're metapel, they're also that close that they receive funding. Now you can look at it in a very contractual, more of a crass way, or you can look at it in terms of who maintains legacy. Right? That's for another time. So the Rambam says, "Habal ken luchal adam biyushas ishtai umei emas ayizke biyushasa." So we know what's the answer. Nisuin mishetetsi biyushasaviya viavapisha dain leynichas lechupa hoil benasas biyushus baila yirusha. So this sounds like Yitzir Rishus Aviyah. Keitzad Isha should Keitzad Isha should is Arsa Umosra Aviyah Liba'ala Oy Lishluchei Ba'ala. Right? Oy Masru Ashluchei Av Liba'ala Shluchei Ba'ala Umesa Baderech Koidim Shetikonis Lachupa V'chinem Holach Av Ashluchei Av Mabal Minitziachirima, l'shem nisuin, umesa, harezen yirushena. The Gemara says, tragic situation where a woman is nifter, mamsh the beginning of marriage. But we want to know who yarshins her. So the Gemara says, obviously if chupa took place, they were nisiachet ima l'shem nisuin. That's ichun, that's chupa, that we understand. But the Rambam says, there's an additional way. Masru av labayla. L'shluchei Ba'ala, right? And that's what the Rambam means. Afapish le'idayin nisa l'chupa. It doesn't mean stam that they were schmoozing, but something had to happen that made her b'shus Ba'ala. that this is the Ketzad, right? So the Rambam again is saying, is telling us what we learned in Hilchas Nedarim, that Mesira L'Shluchei Abal. So that raised a question amongst many Achroinim. Have we accurately understood what Chupa is, if Mesira L'Shluchei Abal is a form of Nisuan? No, any suggestions? I know you haven't seen this before, but any suggestions? Go ahead, Kluger. Was that, I'm sorry?
I think I saw this, like, I'm just going to do the shepherd notes, the rub notes.
Good, okay.
I guess we have this Havmina.
You're right, the rub does start off with this, correct. The rub does start off, and the rub uses this as a defining statement for chuppah. Go ahead.
Right, so I think before we always had a Havmina, that chuppah was the turning point that made her into Rishus.
Correct.
The husband and not the father anymore. But in reality, what the rub was pointing out from these Rambams that in order for chuppah to work, she needs to be outside of the father's rishus already.
Right.
So I think she was talking about when she becomes a bogeres, that stage is when you have to wait till she's bogeres, so she's out of the rishus of the father, and then she's completely in her own rishus.
But that's
true. I guess that's why the father accepts kedushin when she's married, and you wait 6 months or a year.
Right, but lamaisa that. The Rav does, I believe, that the Rav understood that Yitzhak, that Mesira L'Shluchei Abal was a defining part of Kiddush in the Suin. And therefore he understood apparently that Nisuin is primarily a Yitzhak Mirshusa, or Yitzhak Mirshusa Baal, maybe Mirshusa Av. And
so you had to do that before the chuppah and the bia and the yichud, it seems like.
Well, but it's it does make the Rambam very difficult in Perek Yudalef Aleph. Harvusa Surah Labaila Kol Zaman Chibi Vesavia Haboli Rusasai Makas, right? Vafilum Kidsha Bivia Osulai Ad sheyavi aisa l'soch beis v'siachin v'hevshenolo v'yichun zeo nikru kenis l'chupa habol v'sos l'shem nisuin achir shekidsha kona v'nasas nisua keivon shenich nasa arusa l'chupa habidun teresa l'avo 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 chalei sheyirtsa v'ishte gemura l'chol dover v'mishitikonis l'chupa nikus nisua. In other words, I don't remember this year exactly, but you're correct in saying that the Rav saw that as being definitive, and lech ora, the Rav would say that Perek Yud Halacha Aleph is focusing on what din of Arusa. Which din of Arusa? Is that? Aser, which according to Rambam is an Issa Drabbanan. So the Rav, I don't remember if he said this, but the Rav could very well say that Yitzhiyam Rishus Ha'av is the Deiraisa Dikadin of Chupa. Yitzhiyam Rishus Ha'av is going to happen by handing her over to Shaluchim of the Baal. If, and this is where it becomes soft and hard to lemasa, if the wife lemaisa, the iser of an arusa via barusa cannot happen when she's only holding by the shluchei abal. It's an impractical thing to say. In other words, lechara we should say handing her over the shluchei abal should also remove the iser via. Right. But she's holding by the Shluchei Abal, so the Baal's not there. Alright? So that's why Mesira L'Shluchei Abal is not the defining form of chuppah in this halacha. In other words, what we could say, I don't remember if the Rav said this, But we could suggest in the day, and when it comes to that, really nisuin is mesira l'shusa baal. Really, nisuin is yitzia m'shusa av. So for the ramifications of nedarim and yerusha, that works. Right, tumah works. It doesn't work for one thing, and that is practically speaking, the heter bia doesn't work for that. Because obviously, just practically, because he's not there, the shul's not there. So when it comes to heter bia, here the Rambam describes that it is the yichud, the knisa lebeis bala, that makes her muteris. Right. In other words, that even if you go through the process of knisa of mesira l'shluchei av lemaisa. The nesuin, which is the act, which is matir, or labayla, is kenisa l'rishusa. All right, I don't remember if the Rav finished off that way, but it is correct that the Rav saw that the mesira l'shluchim was definitive. Right? Now this mahalach of splitting between the heter bia and the other halachas of erusin, as far as I know, begins with the granat. The granat of Natalia Trump was a magid shir by the Chavetz Chaim. Natalia Trump was a Talmud of Rav Chaim, I believe. It could be Rav Shimon, I don't remember exactly. One of the remarkable aspects of the Chavetz Chaim is the Chavetz Chaim realized that he was behind if he wouldn't bring one a Litvish Rosh Hashiva, he would slip behind the times. And it was, he understood that the zeitgeist was Litvish alumnus. And that's what people was engaging people. So even though it meant bringing a person from outside, so to speak, into the yeshiva, and it meant bringing another charismatic Rebbe into the yeshiva, so lesser people don't do that. But the Chavetz Chaim, he was teaching, the son-in-law was teaching in the yeshiva. But he understood that the Polish Malchim were not engaging the young. That's how it was given to understand. So he brought in Reb Naftali to say shiur. So Reb Naftali in this Mahalach, he has at the beginning, it's in the collection, the beginning of Tzuvas, that he makes this distinction. However, Lanias Daiti, It's still difficult. Both are difficult. Number one, it's difficult to say that this Rambam is not being definitive, because he says Vafilu v'yichod zeh hu nikra kenis l'chuba v'hu nikra nisun b'chol mokim. Kame shenichna harusul l'chuba. So I found it difficult. I found the Rav's Mahalach difficult. Hold on a second. All right. Even though, again, the Rav says it, Rav Naftali is a similar word, that there can be two parts, that Yitzim Rishus Av is the Nisuin Legabe Nidorim and Tumah, and Kenis Rishus Bailu is the Nisuin Legabe Heter Bia. I found it very, very difficult to say that the Rambam would define Nisuin in the context of the Din Rabbanon. I don't think it's a kasha, because you could define Nisuin in one of several places, either all the way in Hetera and Din Afla, or in Avelos, or in Yerusha, or in Ishus. Now it's true, if you define it in Ishus, you can end up defining it in the Din Rabbanon. But it could be that Rambam's Seder, it made more sense from the Seder perspective to put it into Hilchas Ishus, even though the Nafkamina, there's going to be a Drabonatik in the Nafkamina. But I found it very difficult to say that the definitive statement of Nisuin is Yitzia is Mesira Labal, when it sounds from here that the definitive statement is Hu Anikra Kenis Lechupa. So it's a fantastic mahalach by the Nesivos. before we go there. What do you say, Yaakov?
Is it possible that, I mean, it sounds like almost when the rules in Arusa, we kind of have a tension between the Av and the Bala, and it's like a tug of war. So could it just be that there's two tracks to getting Nisu into occur? Either the father could relinquish his rights, and then by default, if you only have one person, like in a tug of war, there's two
rules,
so the other person could let go, or you could pull harder. So one of the parak in the Rambam is talking about the Baal pulling harder. The other parak, the Rambam, when the father is giving over the girl to the shluchim, the father is relinquishing his rights. But it's two mahalachim to accomplish the same thing.
Okay, so that's the mahalach. That's what the Nesiva says. The Nesiva has a sefer on Tshuva. It's called the Beis Yaakov, the original Beis Yaakov. The Nesiva has the and he says a remarkable observation. Right in Shkach Yaakov, did very well. He says that you only find the din of Mesir L'Shluchim by a father. Right? It could be that you don't find a din Ha'isha Shemosra Atzma L'Shluchei Abal. You only find Ha'ov Shemosar L'Shluchei Abal or Shluchei Abal Shemosra L'Shluchei Ha'ov Shemosra L'Shluchei Abal. So Rabbi Yaakov Melissa says there is a nesuin. The nesuin for all women is kenisa lebeis aviyah. But when a father is marrying off a daughter, so then the nesuin is going to be the father relinquishing. Just like when the father does kiddushin. So the father is the baal habos, right? The father takes over. The father, the father is even the das for the child. So when the father has to do kiddushin, there's the ma'aseh kiddushin. When the father does the nisuin, so then the ikur nisuin is the relinquishing of the rishus of the father. Vashena kain, when a woman manages her own nisuin, then the ikur nisuin is kenisa lesoch beis bala. Because we only find, and that would be miyashiv all of these nuschois. But what really had me very excited about this mahalach is two auras that Rav Kulevsky says based on this mahalach, and then we'll go a little bit deeper. What are the two mahalachim? There were two rashis that struck us as being strange. What were the two rashis? About Nisuan. Was that? The Nesivis points out that that Mesira, what's our kasha? Kasha is that Rambam defines Nisun as Knis L'Soch Beisoy, and nevertheless there are two Gemaras, Rambam quotes both, that the husband gains the rights of Afaras Nedarim, and the husband gains the rights of Yerusha, and presumably the Chiyuv of Tum and Avelos, when the father hands the girl over to Shluchei Abal. Now Shluchei Abal is not Knis L'Soch Beis. It doesn't say that the Shluchim do the Maisa of bringing them into the house. Forget it. It happens in the middle of the street. It happens on a rest stop in the throughway. And the Shluchei Abal, because Shluchei Abal, that's not a Knis L'Soch Beis, right? So you can't say that the Shluchim are doing the Maisa Nisuin. You have to say that it's a different maisa. You have to say it's more of the relinquishing of the shush of the father. So it says the Nesivus, you'll only find handing over l'shluchim to be nisuin in the case of a ktana, in the case of a nara. You won't find a din he'isha shemoser atzma l'shluchei abal. Right? If the husband sends him a limousine for his kala. Husband sends a private jet for the cow. Right? It could be that we can use the base, I'm not sure. He sends a guy standing at the airport with a sign, right? Shluchei Abal. So when the Shluchei Abal pick up the kala, she's in the sewer. They should make Sheva brachas then. No. Even though she's nichnas l'shluchei abal. So why is it? The Rambam says in Hilchas Ishas, no, Kenisa L'Soch Beisa. But when the father is marrying off the daughter, then their tak is a different Nisuan. When husband and wife are the Baalei Dover, So then, kinis l'soch beisoy. But when the father's marrying off, it is a different maisa. If the, in other words, the father is not being machniso l'soch beisoy. The father, most he can do is relinquish. So as soon as he's moser, as soon as he steps away, moitzi mirshusa. All right. Now, before you think about it too much, look at two Rashi's. What are the two Rashi's I'm referring to? Two strange Rashi's on Chupa. Gimel and Aleph. Then, so you see, sorry.
Where he says Muzi Chupa, he brings in the father.
Correct. Gimel and Aleph. This sugya was first introduced to us. What does Rashi say that the Meuti Chuba is referring to a father, a Kedusha Ketana? Tapela. The Meuti Chuba means that if she's Nechneses L'Soich Beishel Bala, B'Toyrus Kedushin, doesn't work. Miyute chupa means if she walks under the chupa l'shem kiddushin, doesn't work, right? Does bedekin l'shem kiddushin, doesn't work. So why did Rashi single out the one example of, you know, the muti chupa is kishem mosra isha kishem mosra baal avil l'chupa l'shem kiddushin, and then in our sugya daf hey, you know what does Rashi say? Right, hey, but off the very bottom, chupa sheina goymer loitzia mershus avil amaisia del yushosam. The very bottom of hey and aleph, left of an aleph. Again, why is Rashi chupa? That's not definitive of chupa. It is halacha chupa. It's true. But chupa is certainly as much a din of yitzia merishusa. And as chupa is much a din for gdolus for ktana. So why in Haman Aleph, Rashi once again says this sugya of chupa koine is by ktana? No, it's a pella. So it says Yaakov Kolevsky, but we see from the Beis Yaakov, Grenad quotes it, that chupa sakha different for the, so what the chupa for ketana is different than chupa for gedola. So Rashi says for some reason that our sugyas are only detaining chupa for ketana, not chupa for gedola. In other words, kenis l'seich beis, according to this mahalach, kenis l'seich beis was never considered to be a possible maisa kedusha. For a ketana, we are entertaining that a mesira. So why should that be? So we discussed last week when I wanted to wake you up a sochet shem rebbe. All right. So now let's go a little bit deeper into this din. I didn't realize I was looking for it for this Rambam. One second, hold on. But I couldn't find it. It was mamash. It's yud. Right then, the very next line, I didn't remember it. It says, right now we're going back to Perek Yud Halacha Beis. Okay, going back to Ha'or of the Sochet. It's really Ha'or of the Ma'arit. Kevon shenichnas ha'arusa l'chupa rezu materis lo lovo alo b'chol eshi yirtze v'ishte gemur l'chol dover. Right again, Harambam Perek Yud Halacha Beis. Halacha Yud begins Arusa Asura Labala Midivri Seifram. Correct? Calls the man Shimibe Sevilla. Then the Rabbanon coined the Rabbanon. After Nisuin, Muteras. Under the Chupa, what do we say? Asher Kiddushonu Mitzvaysov. V'osalonu Es Arusais. We're saying, we're about to do Kiddushin, and you should know, right now, when he gives the ring to her, she's going to become not only Asur Kulyama. First we say Asur to the husband. You're going to give the ring and make her more awesome than she is now. Now she's a servant to you because she's a pnuya, a beetle assay. When you give the ring, you'll take off the beetle assay, but there'll be a iser drabbanon, according to Rabbi Yonah. Also, as Rabbi says, Rambam says, no, till when? Till Nisuin. What's Nisuin? She yovia sosach beisai. Halacha beis, kev she nisal arusa l'chupa, muter to l'vola. B'chol eis she yirtse. Ishtu gemura. Umishtu dichon eis l'chupa, nikras nisua. Abushay nivala v'hu. She ti yeruhuya l'be'ilam. Right? The whole chesh we're making by the Sochetra last week. V'hu she ti yeruhuya l'be'ilam. Avalim hoyesa nida. Afal pishin nichnas aluchupam, v'nis yachinima loy gomra nisuin, varihi karusa dayin. Now the discussion in the Rambam later on, and amongst the achrayim, is what does that mean? When she goes to mikveh, right? Halacha l'maaseh, we do not pass in this way. Halacha l'maaseh until 30 years ago, till 40 years ago, 50 years ago, so it was at least a third, maybe even more, of all kalos were nidos when they got married. And they had special halachas of chupas nida. Then, with the introduction of the pill in the 50s, so after two or three decades, So from people started using the pill in order to avoid the possibility of chupas nida. But then until very recently, in the yeshivish world and in the Yerushalmi world and in the Hasidish world, they didn't do that. They just till about 20 years ago in the yeshivish world, they would maybe longer, 30 years ago, they would send out invitations. After the Kala had her period that was closest to when they wanted to get married. In other words, they went to get married in March, so when she had her period at the end of February, they figured out when she'll be no longer a Nida, and they sent invitations then. I remember once inviting Rosh Hashiva to speak, and Rosh Hashiva said he'd love to come, but he said, but if I have a wedding, they'll tell me I can't come. I said, fine, so I'll call you up in like 2 months before. He said, I still won't know. It's going to be 3 weeks before. 2 weeks before, then I'll know if I have a chasen on a certain date. So things have changed a lot. So now I think it's much more common to use different medications. But the point is that so we paskin that even if a woman is a nida, we don't do a redo of the nisuin. Paskin against the Rambam. If Shechter holds it because of the Rambam, that was one of the reasons why it has become widely accepted to orchestrate the wedding, to orchestrate the woman, I guess. Yeah. And in such a way that she won't be a nida, pashas, nisuin. To allow a contraceptive, even though that will mean that she's under the influence of a contraceptive when she gets married. But that's exactly not so. But if Shechter holds it, that this Rambam was one of the reasons that people adopted the approach. But the Rambam, but halacha l'maisa, we don't do a redo of the nisuin. Exactly what the Rambam would have required, or does require, when it's a chupas nida, so that's a later Rambam, where they require some brachas, not now. But the Rambam, hold on, Josh. But the Rambam says that avol pi shelo nivalo v'hu shetiru uya lebe'ila. Example: Im hoyusan nida avol bisha nitzal lechupa v'nisyachet ima loy gomer nisuin hari adayin kerusa. So ask the Maharid, isn't this a loop? The Rambam opens up by saying arusa asura lebailo midivrei soifrim, and what's the heter? The heter is nisuin. All right. So now, if we'll use the chuppah, right? So doesn't the chuppah result in an iser? The chuppah won't the chuppah, b'shas that she's in the chuppah, she's still not muteris. Right, so how can we, if the chuppah has to be ru'uyin lebila, right? Kosa marit. Right, so the marit says that therefore the Rambam did not paskin, and therefore the Rambam paskined against Rav Huna. Then chuppah in a koin. That's the Maharit's word. Why did the Rambam paskin against Rav Huna? So we said, because it's like Rava. Right? But the Maharit says that he had to. Why? Because according to Rav Huna, HaMekadesh Al Yidei Chuppah, right? According to Rav Huna, a chuppah, if a person did kiddush nadei chuppah, so is the chuppah chal or not? So the Maharit said, according to Rambam, how could the chuppah be chal? Kiddushin results in an isur arusa, right? So to have kiddushin al yidei chuppah, it's that kiddushin al yidei chuppah shen ruy lebiya, right? This is kasha. Again, the Rambam holds a chuppah is only a chuppah if she is ru'uy lebila when she's in a chuppah. Right? Otherwise, it's a chuppah, shouldn't it really be? It's not a good chuppah. Now, we're asking, can I use chuppah for kiddushin? Alright? Now, kiddushin creates an isur arusa. So, if the chuppah would work for kiddushin, it means that the chuppah is going to be a chuppah she'ein ru'uy lebila. Right? A knisa lebeisai she'ein ru'uy lebila. Right? Hold on a second. Right.
The rest of it is.
Oh. It's really the rest. Good. He's saying very good. However, lemaisa, can they have B or not?
Well, on a deraisa level.
But lemaisa, is it a chuppah ru'uy lebila or not?
Yeah, it's
Roy.
It's Roy. You
can't look at
football.
Yeah,
it's
Roy.
What does
Roy
mean?
Is that?
What does Roy mean?
The Maharit would say Roy means they can have Bia. So if Chazal make an Isir, she's no longer in the Bia. That's the Maharit's Kash. Now you can have two Kash on it. You both, I understand, but you're both saying good, and what Adam wants is also good. Adam wants to say that it could be that a chuppah finish soon is different. But I understand. You could have these kashas. But hold on for 1 second. So this is Maharit's Kasha. So the Rabbi Kulevsky says maybe that's why Rashi was so careful to say that we're talking about the track number 2, which Yaakov was saying before. The Mesiris of. Why didn't this is a case where the Teretz is better than the Kasha? Usually the Kasha is better than the Teretz. Here the Teretz is better than the Kasha. Right? Rashi said the chuppah that we're talking about is only the chuppah of the father giving over to the Shluchei Abal. Alright? Apella. That's not chuppah. That's the second track of chuppah, track 2 of chuppah. So why did Rashi say our chuppah has to be chuppah l'kiddushin? In the 2 sugyas that discuss chuppah l'kiddushin, Rashi says, you know what kind of chuppah that is? That's the ketana the father's marrying off. Apella. What happened to mainstream chuppah? This is Rabbi Kalevsky, he's Rosh Hashiva Nei Yisrael, he says that Rashi was also bothered by a chuppah she'en ru'uy lebiya. So therefore, Rashi said the only that chuppah she'en ru'uy lebiya is not a chuppah. Memela cannot be kiddushin. So memela, what's the Gemara asking? Can chuppah work as kiddushin? It should be disqualified because it will not yield heter biya. It's not done on the situation heter biya. It creates an iser. So the one chuppah that does not require chuppah ru'uy lebiya is Mesir Labal, Mesir L'Shluchim. Because that primarily is Yitzia Mishus Aviyah. Because clearly when she's being handed over to the Shluchim, we don't expect to be happening there. when bia is when chupa is an expression of kenisa labayis, then that chupa has to be ruuya for her being beveis bala. For her to be beveis bala and asura bechibor, that's not kenisa labayis. But when the chupa only has to express a yitzir meshus avia, then we don't need that she should be muteris labayla, because being out of the reshus of the father doesn't necessarily mean that she's miyuchedes, her husband, or miyuchedes in terms of chibur. So therefore Rashi says that we must be talking about track number two of chupa. It's a beautiful word. All right, so now again, let's see where we come.
Rashi also doesn't hold those. He says this
chuppah
is for both conditions, so he doesn't add
in
bia, like
he tells the rush. Oh, okay. Very good. That's very good. Very good. Okay. Good. So again, let's see what we learned. We learned, first of all, we summarized, we chazered over what we discussed in chuppah last week. Then we learned that chuppah has another description. Mesirot l'shluchei abal. L'chayrim, Mesir L'shluchei Abal runs contrary to the we have learned so far, K'nis L'shluchei Abal Beis Shalva. Appella, all right? But it's clear that it has the same halachas. All right? Now, and that you have to know, it's a discussion amongst the Gedolim HaMeforash. All right? So then we pointed out that Kluger pointed out that the Rav saw that Mesira L'Shluchem as being more fundamentally definitive of Chupa than Kenis L'Soch Beisa. I believe the Rav said that Kenis L'Soch Beisa primarily works because it's the Yahitzah Mershus of V'Yahitzah Mershusa. Right? And that's a Mahalach in of itself, Tam Benishlam. L'Nias Daiti, I find it difficult because whereas I do appreciate that it makes more sense for the Rambam to define chupa in the context of the Dorim and the context of Tum and Yerusha, because those are the rice of the Kedinim, it seems the Rambam wants to define chupa in the context of Ishus, even though there's a Durbana to get there. You're right? And I would, and that's what it seems. So to say that the primary definition is not mentioned when the Rambam seems to want to define it, I find very difficult. Even though I understand the attraction of doing so, and I would say that I have to explain Rambam Isha's Perek Yod as being that it makes sense to define Chupa, even though it's in a Rabbanan Digga context, but it's an Ishus. Alright? Next. So we're left with this difficulty. So then we pointed out, Granat says that there are two different tracks, so to speak. One is for the Nafka Midas and Nafka Yud, Yerusha Afaras Nadarim, and the other one is for Heter Bia. Heter Bia has to be Kenis Lebesa. But again, this really fits into the Rav's Mahalach, that the eager definition is Yitzar Meshusa Bia, or Yitzar Meshusa. Only Lamaisa, you're only going to have a Heter Nisu, a Chub will be a Mat Nisu, when she's Nechnas Lebesa. Alright. But then, we pointed out that there's another Mahalach, the Mahalach of the Beis Yaakov, the Mahalach of Rabbi Yaakov Melisa. I remember the first time I saw a Beis Yaakov was very, very young. When I was a kid, my father did not was very, very hesitant. He didn't want us to purchase achronim. He wanted us to only have Rishonim in the house, because he thought it was that when we were young, we shouldn't get involved in achronim learning. We should get involved only Rishonim. So we only had Rashbaz. When I was in mitzvah, I had some extra money, an extra gift certificate. So my father said, okay, buy this Fasemis. He was very taken with this Fasemis. So I remember that the first Achron that my brother went to yeshiva, so this Rebbe wanted to link Sukkos. He insisted that everybody buys a Beis Yaakov. So the first Achron I saw as a kid was the Rabbi Yaakov Melissa. So I remember then it was published with it was a black book without any trimmings at all. It may have said Rabbi Yaakov in front, I'm not sure. Almost like looked like a subterfuge kind of thing. Didn't have any names, not like now, but the names are all in gold trim. So the Rabbi Yaakov Melissa says that look at the Rambam, you'll see that Mesira l'shluchei av is only a form of nisuin vayektana. When the father is marrying off the girl, his daughter, so Nesiva says that's the din over here. That there are two different kinds of chuppah. Chuppah for a nara, for a begeres, she's making her own decision. Knis l'sech beisa. But when the father is marrying off the girl, his daughter, so then that's a different kind of kiddushin. The father is taking the money. And it's a different kind of nisuin. The father, the yitziyah v'shus avia, defines the nisuin. Good. Gemara l'gemar. This comes up with Kulevsky and says, isn't it strange? Doesn't it bother us that Rashi and our sugya, when chupa is being, when we are examining whether chupa can do kiddushin or not, that Rashi always shifts the conversation to talk about chupa shokta. And chupa shokta. And from Rashi and Tzem, we're only talking about chupa shoktana. Apella. He says, maybe the void is the following. Maybe it's because of the Maris Kasha. That Kiddushin creates an Isra Erisin. Memela, chupa shel Kiddushin is going to be a chupa shen really be a. Memela, it shouldn't be a chupa. It says Rabbi Kolevsky, it shouldn't be a chupa when chupa is defined as Knisla Shach Beisa Shalavia, Beisa Shobala. She can't be Nechneses Lebeisa if she's not really Bia. That's why she's Nechneses Lesach Beisa. At the Gemara is a lesson like that. Kol Kulam Onu Yogdam Loma Isha Nechnel Chupa. Right? And that's why the Eid is only Eid and Yich, only Eid and Bia itself. But when the father is handing her over, she's a Ketana, so then we don't need a Chupa really Bia. We just need a chupa that's mitzias mitzias misach mishus avia. So memela our sugya of chupa b'teres kiddushin. Chupa b'teres is, of course, it's going to be matzias l'avad because you become b'teres afterward. But chupa b'teres kiddushin could only be a chupa shoktan. That's a gevaldik gevar. Okay, good.
Every answer my question.
Oh, gevaldik. Good. Cool. Yeah. Why?
You're learning this new way of chuppah,
leaving
the Rishus
of the Av. Yeah.
Mishir
Rishuchim.
That's all
coming from
the Siddur. It's not
from the Rambam. Right, so the Chavis, and then you could say very, very well that the Rambam defines Nisuin in the Deiraisa context. Or he defines the extent of Nisuin. It does become a little bit more, I would say, textured. Now the Rambam defines the Yisoid of Nisuin over here by Ishus, and then he defines the extent of Nisuin in the when it makes it nothing the rice of the Gedinim. Lanias Daiti, okay, let me think about it, take a little bit, okay? But that's because Nidorim and Nisun is a deraisa to gedin for hafla for Nidorim, for Nidorim, and for Yerusha. But Lagabe, this din of Ishos is a Jerun to gedin. So again, it doesn't bother me. The Ram defines Nisun primarily in Ishos because that's where it belongs. But I can understand the hesitation. I can understand the Rav saying it's really defined in the Deraisa Digit, not in the Rabbana Digit. It's just it doesn't seem to be that way.
Isn't the Yaakov doing that too?
Basically, Yaakov would be saying there are really two different kinds of Nisuin.
Right, one of his Nisuin is coming from the
Deraisa Digit
and one's
coming from Nisuin, no? No, so what's happening is that the Rambam is defining the Nisuin of a Begeres in Hilchas Ishus, and Nisuin of a Ketana in Nedarim and in Yerusha. Yeah. Okay, so that I agree. I have to think of it a little more carefully. What I believe, but I have to think of it, I have to articulate it well, is that Kenis Lasach Beis is the overarching definition of chuppah. And in the context of when the father's marrying off his daughter, so then Kenis Lasach Beis looks a little bit different. But I have to articulate it better. Okay? Go ahead.
What's the difference between
the Nesivus
and
Beis Yaakov?
No.
The Nesivus is Yaakov. Okay. The Nesivus is Yaakov Melisa. Is most famously known, is that a correct English? Is most well known for the Sefer Choshimish Mekol Nesivus. All right? Then he's also probably next. For nothing, the more ktsia on Arachayim. So the Nesivus is on Choshen Mishpat. That's where he takes on the ktsois. So that's why he's, and that's probably this, probably the safer that's where he displays his genius the most. But then he wrote the more ktsia on Arachayim, which Rabbi Dr. J. DeShachter published. It was published before, but he did a critical edition of it. And then he wrote on Hilchos Pesach, a separate sefer. Forget the name right now. And then he wrote, well, he also very well known for the Derech Chaim. Derech Chaim is as Hanhogas of davening of Beis Knesses. And in Europe before the war, I was told that the Derech Chaim was the was Kaveh Minhag Yisrael. Now we have the we follow the Mishneh Berurah much more. But before the Mishneh Berurah, the Derech HaChayim, in many, many Sidurim, you'll still see Ha'oris from the Derech HaChayim. That's where Yaakov Elisa. And then he wrote, I don't know all this, but he wrote Chumash also. But the Sefer that he wrote, and he has Tshuvas also. The Tshuvas, I think are called the Kehelas, either maybe Mishkanas. Look up the also Yaakov, but then he wrote on a sefer and Gemara on Ksubis is called the Beis Yaakov. On Gittin he wrote the Teres Gittin. I remember when we learned Gittin, the Rav told us the first day we have to buy a Teres Gittin. I think we used it that year, but he was planning using it. Right, so that's from Yaakov Melissa. Good. Okay, so it's the same.